With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Tornadoes tore through Nebraska and Iowa Friday afternoon, with one major tornado in Omaha destroying hundreds of homes. Another round of tornadoes appeared in Des Moines Friday evening. Instead of walking across the South Lawn to and from Marine One by himself, President Biden now often surrounded by aides. According to Axios, Biden advisors say they're concerned that videos of Biden walking and shuffling alone across the grass have highlighted his age. A freight train derailment is causing transportation problems in the Southwest.
A freight train derailment and fire has forced the closure of key east-west Interstate 40 near the Arizona-New Mexico state line. No injuries were immediately reported Friday following the midday train wreck east of Halk, Arizona. BNSF Railway spokesperson Lena Kent confirmed the derailment and said there were no injuries to the crew. New Mexico State Police and the Arizona Department of Public Safety closed Interstate 40 in both directions with no estimated time for the road to reopen. New Mexico State Police say the train was hauling gasoline and propane, which caught fire. Keith Peters reporting.
Consumer prices keep going up.
Prices rose 0.3% from February to March, the same as in the previous month, says the government. Compared to a year earlier, prices were up 2.7% in March. Why? Well, more expensive gas and higher prices for restaurant meals, health care, auto repairs, and insurance, among other things. Prices for food, rent, gas, and other necessities are still about 20 to 30% higher than they were 4 years ago in the pandemic year of 2020. Average pay has also risen since then, but many Americans feel they earn those larger paychecks, only to have the higher prices undercut the gain. I'm Rita Foley.
This is SRN News. How important is religion in your life?
According to the latest survey from the Public Religion Research Institute, 53% of Americans say faith is important to them, down from 72% in 2013. As you might expect, this trend mirrors a decline in weekly church attendance, 24% now compared to 31% a decade ago. Those who do attend say they do so to feel closer to God and to other people who share their faith. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Many Americans are embracing astrology. A new Harris poll finds more than 6 in 10 people say that it provides comfort in uncertain times. A majority of poll respondents said they've consulted or would consult the stars for self-care or health advice, relationship advice, and for making major career and life choices. Millennials, people between 27 and 42 years of age, are the group most likely to do this. This is SRN News. Underage girls in New York can have their breasts removed and undergo irreversible gender procedures, but they cannot buy a weight loss pill.
The first in the nation law went into effect this week. Experts say loose federal regulation of dietary supplements has resulted in these products sometimes including unapproved ingredients like steroids, putting kids at risk. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration oversees the market, but it doesn't test products before they're sold. New York's law allows the state to fine businesses who sell kids the diet pills. John Scott reporting.
Federal appeals court has ruled that New York can move ahead with a law requiring internet service providers to offer heavily discounted rates to low-income residents. The decision from the Second U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in Manhattan Friday reverses a lower court ruling from 2021 that blocked the policy days before it went into effect. More details at srnnews.com.